Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
He was once your trusted friend. Then something happened. His friendship became treachery. And the man who had been a companion, a family friend, and confidant became an enemy. Have you ever had it happen? Painful, isn't it? The person that you thought would have gone to the wall with you slowly began to drift away. Your phone doesn't ring. It's a one-way friendship. When you call or drop by, you get the connection, but it's cool, routine, and your friend gives you the impression he's outgrown your friendship. Here's how one person put it. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were raising himself against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship as we walked with the throngs at the house of God. Those words were written 3,000 years ago, but they are as contemporary as life today. David, the king of ancient Israel, experienced the sadness and grief which you may have encountered when a trusted friend, one of your closest companions, begins to drift away from you and, for whatever reasons, begins to think of you as an enemy. Whatever you are, an enemy you are not, but he thinks you are. And the sting of his treachery hurts more than if someone hurt you, somebody from whom you would expect that kind of treatment. Within his power were a variety of choices which David could have exercised. Like the boss who can hire or fire, David could have made life miserable for the man who double-crossed him. He could have responded with the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth treatment. Give him a dose of his own medicine. That's what most people would have done. But what did David do? You can read about it in Psalm 55 in your Old Testament. David began by expressing and venting his feelings. My thoughts trouble me, he said, and I am distraught at the voice of the enemy. He honestly admitted that he'd like to walk away from the whole situation. Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, he wrote. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. Ever feel like turning and running from an unpleasant situation? Then you know how David felt. David was a warrior who had seen plenty of bloodshed. He knew that anger only breeds more anger. Violence precipitates more violence. No, thought David, treating the guy like he treats me is not the solution. Uncertain as to what to do, David laid the whole situation before the Lord in prayer. He said, I call to God and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. David chose the path of wisdom, as he said, and I'm paraphrasing his words, God, you take care of this whole mess. And then he gave some advice which we badly need today. He said, cast your cares, burden is the word in the King James translation, on the Lord, and he will sustain you. Then David closed the whole matter saying, but as for me, I trust in you. Friend, do you ever think it strange that someone who lived long ago should understand the anguish and the pain of your life today? The book of Psalms is one of my favorites because there I see myself and my feelings, my pain and my heartache. I see my mistakes in the lives of others. Friend, make a note of Psalm 55. Read it carefully. Overwhelmed with worry as David was? Then cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you too. It still works today.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.